Last week, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced catch limits for the state's crab fisheries. On Monday, a fish and game biologist explained how the agency determined those catch limits to a group of crabbers in Seattle. Nine local crabbers gathered at Unalaska's City Hall to tune into the conference call and ask questions. The biggest drop in total allowable catch, or the TAC, is for Bering Sea snow crab. Snow crab is also known as apelio. The total allowable catch this season for snow crab is just under 40 million pounds. That's a 40% drop from last season. Here's Dutch Harbor crabber Casey McManus.
I think a drop that large was a little bit of a surprise. I think everybody thought the management system for the apelio fishery was a little bit more on track than that. But it dropped, and hopefully it'll rebound. Hopefully it was just a weird year as far as the survey is considered.
Managers use lots of different measures to figure out how big the catch can be. Fish and game biologist Doug Pengilly says this year's data from a trawl survey showed a decline in all measures of the snow crab stock. Measures like mature male biomass and the number of juvenile crabs. Pengilly says he and his colleagues started having concerns about the model they were using.
This year the model really seemed to be diverging from all the other trends that we saw.
Pengilly says the agency set last year's catch based on a measure known as area swept estimates. That was the first time they did that since 2006. This year, biologists decided not to rely solely on one measure.
We set the tack using basically a combination of the model estimate and the area swept estimate, which is the estimate that comes right out of the survey data without having a multi-year model put into it.
Here's crabber Casey McManus again.
We need to understand how they got to the numbers that they did and the science behind it. And if there's some things that are affecting the science that we're doing wrong, we can try to change that and we can learn from it so we can have a sustainable fishery in the future.
The catch limit for this season for Bering Sea Red King crab is just under 10 million pounds, roughly the same as last year. During the conference call, Pengilly said the stocks of Pribilof Blue and Red King crabs are so low that those stocks will not be open to commercial fishing in the foreseeable future. The crab fishery opens at noon on Thursday.